Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers on the broadcast today from American Battery Technology Company, Doug Cole, the chairman, and Menka Sethi, the COO, here for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
What do you count on? You count on your power every day. At NV Energy, we've always powered what's important to you, but we're not looking at the past. We're focused on the future. While our standards are high, our rates will remain low. And our commitment to renewables isn't just meeting standards, but leading the way. Because you can count on more than just your power. You can count on the company who brings it to you. That's our promise. You can count on it.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail. We help it grow. And we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head-on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Early in the morning or throughout the night, professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you, safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators, from the exotic to the everyday, trucks are everywhere, moving everything. Never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome back to the program Doug Cole. He is the chairman and CEO of American Battery Technology Company, and he's joined by Menka Sethi, who is the chief operating officer for American Battery Technology Company. Doug, I'm going to start with you here. You were only on the show a few weeks ago, and we were talking about your lithium recycling plant in Fernley, and in such a short period of time, unbelievable things have happened. And I want to say at the outset here, so there is no argument, that I am not any kind of financial advisor. If people want financial advice, they should go to their financial advisor. But we're going to talk about some very exciting things happening with your company. First of all, tell us about the grant you got, which has done amazing things for the company right off the bat.
Well, I'd like to, but you know, I want to introduce Menka Sethi here. She was very involved in all this. I want her to talk about the grant we just won.
All right, go ahead, Menka.
You really like that.
Okay, thanks, Doug. Thanks, Sam. Yeah, we just won a super exciting grant from the Department of Energy in partnership with DuPont and American Lithium. And basically the government has selected us to apply our technologies to see if we can source lithium domestically from clay stones in Nevada. It's incredibly exciting. It would be the first source of lithium in the US, and clearly we can't expand our EV fleet if we can't produce the metals that go into the batteries. And this would be the first time we can source this critical metal from the US.
And one of the things that this did for the company was it basically took you out of debt. It's a debt-free company, correct?
Yeah, but not from that announcement.
Not from the announcement.
But we've been working over the last 2 years to get rid of all this, what was called convertible toxic debt. We are now completely debt-free at this moment in time. Everything's paid. We own our ranch. We own all, everything's paid. We have no debt. So we're very excited about it from that standpoint. But I think we're building a disruptive ESG principled company. So we're building something, a first of a kind factory here. It's going to be really neat for Nevada. And it's going to be the first of a couple in Nevada, we believe. So it just gets more exciting every day, Sam. It seems like I talked to you last week, but I think it could have been like 3 months ago, right? I mean, with COVID, everything just blends together.
Yeah, no, it has been about 3 months since we actually talked. But you've had a tremendous ability now in terms of financing, but also the value of the company has gone through the roof. You're almost a $2 billion company, as I checked last night. Is that correct?
That is correct. Now, here's the situation. What we believe is the market is valuing us as more like a biotech company on the futures. So just looking like at a drug and what it's going to be worth in 3 to 5 years. So if you look at our numbers and you see what plants we're going to have, and they're doing a couple $1 billion in revenue at that point, there's significant EBITDA there, which basically can justify that that valuation right now. And that's how they're doing it. So it's nuts. But you know, yesterday the CEO of Blackstone came out and said the battery business is already $100 billion business, but it's going to be multi-trillions in the next 10 years. So there isn't a better stake in the ground for us support than that statement that man made.
Okay. And you've put together what, close to $1 billion worth of financing, of which you're going to probably use about $250 million.
No, we filed is what's called an S3. That's a shelf registration. So we can take down dollars. That is up to $250 million. And so, yeah, just watch the press on that.
Okay, so what will you be utilizing that money for? The current projects that you have going?
All for the pilot plant, full on, all our recycling. We're all about lithium ion battery metals recycling. That's what we're going to do. That's where all the money's going to go.
All right, so you've got this grant, but you also have, and we talked about this on the program the last time, but I'd like to reiterate this, the U.S. government wants to stockpile lithium and other of these minerals, correct?
Yes.
And so what will be the role that you guys will play in that?
So you can see we have a relationship with the DOE. We also have a relationship with the DOD and the DOT and other organizations, you know, in the government. Obviously, the new administration is very well behind us. We believe that we'll put in 3 to 4 more plants in the next 5 years that'll have 200 to 300 people at each plant in areas in Nevada, you know, where we can get good employment for people. But Minka can touch on that a little bit.
Yeah, I think what we're seeing from on part of the government, it's not only, you know, stockpiling what are called critical minerals, critical materials. It's also enabling by ensuring that we have supply of these metals in the United States. We are enabling our climate change goals as well. So I think before the new administration, we would hear a lot about stockpiling to ensure our energy security. Now we are also hearing that stockpiling these metals also helps us achieve our climate goals. Because guess what? We can't achieve our EV industry growth goals like the GM super exciting announcement, the Super Bowl ad, Ford's investment, increased investment in EVs, the US like all EV fleet directive. We can't achieve any of those unless we have the battery metals, and we don't have the battery metals now, especially in the US. So what we do is produce those metals domestically. So there is absolutely a desire to keep them in the United States. And then there's all sorts of add-on benefits as well, like Doug mentioned, that this is nothing less than bringing back manufacturing jobs to Nevada, to the United States. It's incredibly exciting.
Yeah, it really is. It's super exciting because we will be bringing these jobs back. Right now, the United States and all these companies ship stuff to China and overseas to get it done. We can do it here now and keep the money in the U.S., keep the jobs in the U.S., reverse the whole China thing.
Okay, so Doug, the plants you were talking about, the additional plants that you want to build, will those be in Nevada, or are you going to spread these across the country?
Well, they'll be in the right areas where they need to be. And, you know, it's a hub and spoke type system. So, yeah, there'll be another big one in Nevada. There'll be a big one in Nevada. Will be the first thing. Nevada's been nothing but so supportive of us in all facets, all the way through.
Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
Get in on the action at the Tamarack Casino and win your share of $100,000 guaranteed. Now through February 27th, plus 5x points every Friday. $100,000 guaranteed at Tamarack Casino. Your good times are at Tamarack.
Enjoy exceptional value and a comfortable atmosphere at Reno's newest steakhouse, Nevada Steak.
Ooh, your good times at Tamarack.
Your good times are at Tamarack Casino.
Safety. We all think about it. You think about it when he buckles in, when you check your mirrors and put away your phone. RTC thinks about safety too. In fact, we create it. Center turn lanes mean fewer blind spots. Bike lanes keep cyclists and you safe. Roundabouts reduce injury collisions. And all these crosswalks are designed to keep families like yours safe. Safety is your priority, and it's ours too. Every day, in everything we do.
Hey guys, are you watching the game at a friend's or the bar again because you can't watch at home with your wife? Or worse, because she kicked you out and kept your couch, your flat screen, and your kids? What's the one thing a man needs when he loses a good woman? A good lawyer. And when he loses a bad woman, he needs a great lawyer. What makes a good woman a bad woman? You tell me. You're the one that can't watch the game in your own home. I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York, and I represent men in divorce, custody, and family law matters.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with two representatives of American Battery Technology Company. They are building a huge lithium recycling facility in Northern Nevada and so much more. Doug Cole is the chairman and CEO. Menka Sethi is the COO. So let me ask you this. As far as the administration, I watched you in an interview with another network last night, and you seemed to be very pleased with the Biden administration, but at the same time, you said it wouldn't have mattered which administration. Could you explain that a little bit?
Yeah, I think Menka will explain that for
okay.
me.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, Sam, that goes back to kind of what I was saying a bit before. Our industry and our business plan is truly bipartisan, because whether it's an administration that supports climate change and growing U.S. manufacturing jobs, or whether it's an administration really focused on our energy security and growing U.S. jobs again, you know, we check both boxes. So it truly is bipartisanship, and that's why we expect greater momentum this year in the policy realm. Because the fact of the matter is, the EU, China, Canada are far ahead of us in the regulatory and incentives frameworks they have for battery recycling to propel the EV industry. So we have some catch-up work to do here, and it truly is from both sides of the aisle.
So what kind of incentives are you looking for? And would they be from the federal government? Would they be from the state government? Share with us that.
Yeah, our wish list would be a framework of incentives that helped more people recycle. Right now, 5%, only 5% of the world's lithium batteries are being recycled. That's a tidal wave of batteries that are going into landfills. That is not a healthy situation environmentally, and it's wasteful economically. Yeah. So we'd love to incentivize. It's called end of life planning. Those are the type of laws and regulations we're seeing come into play in places like the EU, China, and Canada. And we just don't have them yet. So I think it's imperative that we put incentivize people to recycle. Don't throw this waste into the landfill. It's not waste, it's a commodity.
Yeah.
So
you're throwing away gold when you throw this stuff away. You really are.
So, I mean, just to bring it on to a most basic level, I mean, for years we've had bottle recycling in California, for example, where you get money back on your bottle. So are you suggesting that when you trade in your battery on your car, or you trade in your telephone, that there would be an amount that would be beneficial for you to do that trade-in, that sort of thing?
It could be at the consumer level. Oh, sorry, Doug.
No, go ahead.
Yeah, it could be absolutely at the consumer level, because that's right, lithium batteries are in our phones and computers. But there's also some lithium batteries that are really big, like in cars, that maybe there's an incentive, a tax credit at the manufacturer level. So it could be at the business or the consumer level.
Mm-hmm. There's actually talking about batteries as a service at some point. Basically, you just rent batteries. You just pull into the station, the battery comes out, a new one gets clipped in, and you just keep going. And it's just battery as a service. So we've been hearing that lately. So somebody will come up with that at some point, figure it out. So you mean that'll be the big battery guys or the car guys. The thing that you just follow us, but I think you'll see us, as Minka talked about, will be a domestic source of this material. That's a huge thing. And that's a great thing for Nevada too, because that most of the stuff will come from Nevada. And when she touched on the grant, this is for clay stones. When this is proved out, that's one of the biggest lithium deposits around in the world there that will could come out of this clay.
All right. So do you have concerns about what's going on at the legislature and their approach to mining at this point in time? Are you involved in that debate?
Are you talking about in Nevada specifically?
Yeah.
Wait, you want
to? Yeah. We're not concerned. I understand where it's coming from. The reason why I'm not concerned and where we can be a leader is our technologies are inherently green. They are environmentally friendly. And I do think we need to do a better job as an industry to educate how mining, yes, can be described as very not friendly to the environment, but we have a new set of technologies. We're backed by what are called ESG investors who would not be investing in us if we didn't address climate change. I think we're uniquely positioned to show that sourcing minerals from the ground can be done in an environmentally friendly way that helps us achieve our climate change objectives. Because the fact of the matter is, we are not going to shift away from a fossil fuel-based economy unless we can meaningfully increase supply of these key battery metals that is propelling the clean energy economy.
So Sam, what we're looking at is having locations throughout the United States where we can start to store this material. So it's all, we're in the beginning of it as we speak. But you can imagine school districts, just like Scrip, you know, the kids would, you know, you buy it Safeway, $2 goes back to the school. You can see those kind of programs. I don't think we're gonna have to invent the wheel here. We'll find another standard that's been working and just duplicate it, I would imagine.
I wanna go back to what you just were talking about changing out batteries. So do you envision, rather than charging stations across the nation, which would be an unbelievably huge project, that it's gonna be more where you'll drive into what would have been a gas station, and you'll pop out the current battery, pop in a new battery, and you won't have to sit there for 30, 40 minutes to recharge your vehicle.
That's pretty much what they're talking about. I'll see it come. But, you know, somebody like Blink has 5,000 charging stations right now in the United States, you know, across, and they're going to go up to like 50,000. They have a $3 billion market cap, just so you know, and they're just getting out there.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back. And if I could just get you guys a little more excited, it would be such a better show. We'll be right back after this timeout.
Get in on the action at the Tamarack Casino and win your share of $100,000 guaranteed. Now through February 27th, plus 5x points every Friday. $100,000 guaranteed at Tamarack Casino. Your good times are at Tamarack.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. At Design Outdoor, we specialize in all hardscapes, pavers, and walls you'll need for everything, from wonderful small yards to full-blown outdoor living. And we only refer the best contractors to make your vision a reality. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York. And because I represent men in all family law matters, women often call me gender traitor, woman hater, and even disgusting. So why represent men and target myself with these offensive monikers? It's simple. Children with fathers in their lives are 6 times less likely to drop out of school, 15 times less likely to go to prison, and 5 times less likely to commit suicide. So ladies, you can hate me, but please love your children more than you hate their fathers.
As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's development company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Get in on the action at the Tamarack Casino and win your share of $100,000 guaranteed. Now through February 27th, plus 5x points every Friday. $100,000 guaranteed at Tamarack Casino. Your good times are at Tamarack.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with two representatives of American Battery Technology Company. Doug Cole is the chairman and CEO. Menka Sethi is the COO. They're building a lithium recycling plant just outside of Reno in the Fernley area and doing so much more. I wanted to ask Doug about the permitting process and the difference between California and Nevada.
Well, I think Menka is going to be able to give you the best version of the difference between California and Nevada. I can tell you though, when we started talking about California, when I brought her to Nevada, she didn't believe that Nevada was going to be so nice. And I just watched it all unfold and it all just worked out exactly like I told her it was going to work out. So Menka, go ahead. You talk about the permitting.
Yeah, the permitting process has been as smooth as it could be. The state and Fernley have a deep obligation to ensure that any industrial process that's built is safe and helpful to the community's broader goals. And Nevada has absolutely stepped up to be thought partners, because the reality is the environmental regulations that govern our industry are 40 years old and they don't really apply. So the Nevada regulators have been working alongside of us to figure out what makes sense within the current 40-year-old legal framework, and then what might make sense ahead as there's an exciting policy climate playing out federally to go back and refine the regulations so that the U.S. Industries, especially in the EV space and the battery recycling space, can keep up with what the rest of the globe is doing. And it's super inspirational. I have to say, Nevada came out with its climate strategy in December. It is one of the most sophisticated climate strategies I have ever seen, because not only does it talk about climate goals and growth of the EV industry, but it goes deep into the supply chain that you need, such as battery metals, what we produce to build the EVs. Like, you can't have electric vehicles if you don't have the batteries. And then they've tied that to, because our process will make the battery metals more affordable. So in the long run, it should bring down the cost for the batteries that go into EVs. And in the broadest sense, will make EVs more affordable. And that's exactly what the Nevada climate strategy gets at, making EVs and clean technology affordable to households of all different incomes. So it's been really inspirational to work alongside the regulators as they permit our process.
So, obviously you can't give a specific number because you guys don't manufacture cars, but I mean, do you see electrical vehicles coming in, at $20,000, $25,000 in the future, or is a $30,000, $35,000 price point more realistic, even with the drops in prices? Because the battery is, I understand, the most expensive part of the vehicle, really.
Yeah, I don't think we could come up with an estimate of how much it would reduce an EV cost, but I think if you think of how the cost of sourcing battery metals from the ground, just take the time frame, it can take 2 to 5 years to source lithium from a new source in the ground. We will be able to do that in hours. So if you shift that to an economic argument, clearly it's much more affordable to do it in hours, and there is a significant percentage reduction in cost that goes with that.
Okay, Menka, you come from the Facebook world, and so I just have a quick question for you on this, which is, how has social media affected the ability of American Battery Technology Company to become internationally known as it has?
Social media is the new outlet to reach a broader range of audiences, and it's especially for a company like ours that's in a startup phase, and we don't have the brand recognition yet. It has been the key medium to get the word out of what we do and also to show our thought leadership. I'm actually really grateful to you that you have an interest and you're asking meaty questions of me and Doug, because it's a complicated industry. There's a lot of nuance. It's hard to get that messaging out there in a way that people care about. And social media has absolutely enabled us to broadcast what we do.
Doug, last quick question here. Do you think that the need for lithium is going to outweigh other considerations, because we've had so much pushback against mining in general, but lithium mining in particular. Do you think that the need for lithium is going to push past some of these objections?
Yes, if it's done in an environmentally friendly way. Definitely. Not even a question. See, that's something that we can bring to the market that other people can't bring at this point in time. We can actually bring environment friendly. We can make mining a lot more environmentally friendly is what we can do. So that's a special thing. But you know, it's not just lithium. Remember, there's lithium, there's cobalt, there's nickel, there's manganese. There's all these products that come out of it. Lithium is just the active component there, basically.
Right, but I mean, that's the one, though, that I think that the public is going to understand quicker. You know, if you bring up lithium, at least people are aware of lithium batteries, even if it's from them catching on fire on airplanes. But, you know...
What I'm saying is, in a lithium battery, there's nickel, cobalt, manganese, and lithium in that order of amount. So nickel and cobalt could be 80% of that battery.
No, I understand that. I understand that. I'm just saying that you know, from a marketing perspective, you want to lead with the thing that most people are familiar with. And if you were to go out in the street and say, hey, I got cobalt, you're going to have a much harder time saying I got lithium. Listen, we are out of time. I am very excited for your company. I look forward to having you guys back. I can't imagine where you're going to be in 5 years, but with what you've done in the last 3 months, I need to have you back in 3 months to talk about the next phase. Thank you both very, very much for being here. We appreciate it. And thank you, and we'll be right back.
Brian Culpa Photography was born in the rolling hills of Massachusetts, and now he can help you experience the stunning beauty of Nevada in a whole new way through the power of flight. Flying has always been a passion for Brian, and at Brian Culpa Photography, he can make your imagination soar. Brian has the creative mind and tools to tell your unique story. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Safety. We all think about it. You think about it when he buckles in, when you check your mirrors and put away your phone. RTC thinks about safety too. In fact, we create it. Center turn lanes mean fewer blind spots. Bike lanes keep cyclists and you safe. Roundabouts reduce injury collisions. And all these crosswalks are designed to keep families like yours safe. Safety is your priority and it's ours too. Every day, in everything we do.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
You can now watch Nevada Newsmakers on YouTube. Just go to YouTube and search for Nevada Newsmakers and become a subscriber. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.